Welcome to 51st Ghosts, where we go through the shit show that is my dating life. Don't forget to email in any of your stories if you are so inspired. You can email those to ffgpodcast@gmail.com. Also, I apologize for the last recording having some metallic quality. Apparently, if I get excited and I yell, it does that. And I am still so flustered with Michaela that happens. But now we're on to the girl who broke me. This was the girl who I decided I need to take a break from dating, and I'm done. Renee. So as per usual, which I hope to living goodness that this year I will not be at the club so much, because I haven't been too much so far, and it's early February, like Groundhog's Day. I'm at ladies' night, per usual, and my crazy ex-roommate is there. She's the one who I had mentioned that she said Ashley like totally looked Asian and she was being silly. I'm actually a little, I don't know what would happen if I went to details. I don't even know if she would listen to this because she's not being interviewed and it's always all about her. But I might have to go into detail about who she is to kind of explain what happened this night and why I lost a little control. Her whole psychological breakdown could be its own podcast. Basically, she is a pathological liar with narcissistic personality disorder. I don't throw anything about mental health around nilly-willy. I don't use the narcissist label to just talk about someone who's annoying and selfish. Like, it is a serious mental illness. That night basically kind of was a breaking point for me. Living with her was mentally and emotionally draining, and I didn't even know it. Like, after she finally left because she was subletting, I just like laid on the beach for a week, because on top of the fact she wasn't paying rent to my roommate, it was just awful being around her. The way she would talk endlessly about nothing, it was just, oh my gosh. So basically that night she kept cornering our friends and talking to them because everyone was pulling away from her at this point because she's unhinged. There's something wrong. And someone with narcissistic personality disorder, she's not going to see herself as the problem. That would be impossible because to her, she is like God's fucking gift to this miserable shithole of an earth. You know what I mean? She is amazing. And I mean, she believed everyone was either into her or hated her because the people they like were into her, to the point of like, I felt like it was borderline paranoia. But she just couldn't see herself as the problem. So the problem became me. And at this point, she finally paid my roommate. She was out of the apartment. I'm like trying to be nice. We're trying not to leave our friends alone because we know that she's going to corner them. But I'm being civil. I kind of see her getting into it with one of my friends, like this pleading talk, like, you know, I'm the victim, not like an attack or anything. I see that she kind of is following me and we're going to a group of our friends. And I am drinking that night. I don't actually usually even drink when I go to the club. Like, that's not a lie or exaggeration. So I feel like she, like, kind of knows I'm drinking. So she decides to kind of go after me. And she basically waits till I'm with all our friends. Everyone else she talked to by themselves. But she wanted to, like, have it out with me in front of them. And she basically was saying how I was very mean and disrespectful to her. And I was hurting her. I don't know if paying rent is just really cruel and mean and not buying her food and doing everything she wants for her. But I ended up blowing up because I told her how she was being disrespectful with a lot of other things besides not paying rent. And she had that, you know, has like that bitchy Valley girl like eye roll where it's like, it's just so infuriating because I had told her she was being disrespectful and she basically did that like eye roll thing. And it was like, basically saying like, oh, how could you have the audacity to accuse me of what you're doing? And I blew up on her, which is exactly what she wanted. And hilariously, because it's the club, me yelling, no one could still hear me. So not a lot of people saw. So I was mad. I was so angry and mad. I don't get mad and angry. Like, it takes so much. Like, it takes so much. Or I, like, hate you irrationally. It's, like, one or the other. But the irrational hate's really rare. I just, like, I needed a drink. I was, like, I'm going to have a good time. I'm not going to let her ruin this. So I had a shot. And no story, I think, begins well with I had a shot. So there's this girl, Renee, and she like knew two of my friends, and she was kind of in the area, and we kind of talked, and there was this like magnetism, I guess, between us, and we started making out at the club. Because she was friends with my friends, I was like, I should probably ask her out. I didn't really want to, but I decided to go out with her. Yeah, I know. My pattern. We go out like a week later, and it's literally the most awkward date I've ever had in my life. Dating a vegan's always kind of awkward when you're not one. I feel like there's this awkward thing where they try to be like, oh, I don't look down on you for being a better person, even though I am. I was just like, well, this is awkward. But then, like, the conversation was lagging, and then, like, we'd pick things up awkwardly, and then, like, she'd say something really interesting, and we talked for a little bit, but then would die down again. I literally never had that happen to me on a date before in my life. Like, at one point, she actually said, like, so, what do we talk about now? And I'm like, this is not how a conversation happens. In my head, I was like, there's no way we're having a second date. This is so awkward. But then she actually opened up to me about what was going on. She thinks she'll say something dumb, and I will make fun of her or think she's stupid because she had shitty friends in the past and she needs to know someone pretty well to be able to open up to them. Granted, those are like a bunch of red flags. Like, why would I want to date you? But I was like, okay, you're recognizing these as issues. You do want to probably fix them since you see they're bad. And you're being honest with me, which I thought was really cool. She also brought up how, you know, she had never done things backwards before, like make out with someone and then go on a date, and she didn't really know what to do. And I have to say, I've never done that before either. And again, I was like, okay, you're being open and honest, and that seems cool. And so I suggested, let's pretend that the makeout session never happened, and this was our first date. And so we planned a hike for Monday, and it was Wednesday. It was a week after we met, and that coming Monday, we were going to go on a hike, and it was going to be a cool day, like a hike date. So the next day, we're at the Thursday lesbian event that no longer exists, which might be good because I feel like a lot of my shit happens there. Renee's there, and I was like, I have never seen you there before in my life. And I was like, whoa, that's crazy. But guess who else is there? Tiffany! Yeah, so this is after our second date, the second day I've had with Tiffany. I'm like, why are these girls coming out of the fucking woodworks? You guys never go out. And you're here. My word, what's happening? So again, I drink a little bit more than my normal amount, which is zero alcohol. I get, you know, loosey-goosey, and one thing leads to another, and we make out again. I am 100% sure that this all happened in front of Tiffany, the girl who was, like, super anti-cheating and, like, really weird about it. Pretty sure I made out with a girl right in front of her. And Tiffany and I had kind of been texting about how, like, when she gets back from visiting her family, we would go out again. Yeah, so then that's where Tiffany's story ended, obviously. So obviously, how many times can I say so obviously? There's clearly, there we go, thesaurus in the mind, a sexual energy between us. And so, to kind of put out the timeline, we met on Wednesday. A week later, we went on a date on a Wednesday, made out at the club Thursday, and had a date planned for Monday. So Saturday comes. I think I'm actually at home, like in Orange County. And she texts me saying that she got back together with her ex the day before, and they decided to be exclusive this time. So Wednesday date, Thursday make out, Friday she got back together with her ex. Hilariously, I'm kind of like friends with her ex, and I had no idea. That's for a different story. Actually, I think that's kind of it. That's the story. The Thursday event, actually, her ex kind of ran, so I might have made out with her right in front of her ex. And I was like, oh, great. There goes that friendship. It actually ended up being okay because at this her event, it was a holiday party in December, so like probably a couple months later, she was there. My friend, her girlfriend, came up to me and said hi, and, you know, we kind of made peace. We got rid of that awkward tension because I had seen Renee out a couple times and after this whole thing, and it was kind of awkward and we didn't talk. They must have kind of discussed it because then her girlfriend came and, like, said hi to me, and I was like, okay, it's cool. Like, we're adults. You know, you guys weren't together. Obviously, I had no idea. And that was good, but it's also, like, one of the dangers of the lesbian world because it's so small. Like, I could have majorly fucking violated the bro code. Going back to her telling me, I'm really glad she told me. I thought that was really mature, and in some ways, this is not a ghost. I don't know if it's because, you know, we have mutual friends and we're in the lesbian world, she felt obligated to, but it was nice. But then it broke me. This is when I decided I need a break from dating. Like, I have to stop. I think what was hard about her, and is reflected in most of the other girls I've talked to, is that clearly she wasn't ready to date. Like, she wasn't someone who was like, I'm in a spot where I want to date and actually find, like, a good relationship. She got back with her ex within the same week we're dating and making out. And then it kind of hit me that I haven't been out with any girl who was ready to date or wanted something serious or wanted me. You know, they're either trying to be distracted from their ex, trying to make someone jealous, they're not having the emotional capacity in their life to balance everything, or they have too many things that are going on, like career transitions or family stuff, so they're not ready to date. And this is like what was kind of crazy is Renee fucking broke me, and I wasn't even into Renee. I didn't want to go out with her, and it wasn't a good date. I just realized with her, like, I need to fucking stop. I started to be one of those persons, like, who couldn't go, like, a day without making 4 comments or 5 comments about, like, how much women suck and how terrible they are. I was like, ugh, women. You know, that became, like, my mantra. But at the same time, I don't totally blame them, you know? I waited till I was, like, more emotionally ready, but I also, like, kind of started dating and wanted to just get laid to kind of move on from my ex. But I was also at a point where if I had met something serious, like what I thought Ashley was, I would have been ready and open to date. But another big part of me pushing myself to date so much is I really didn't want to be that person who didn't date for another 3.5 years because they were afraid of women. My first ex was very emotionally abusive. I didn't even realize I was emotionally abused until like a year later, because I finally asked myself, it might have been even more than a year, but I finally asked myself, why did I keep falling for girls I could never be with? Why did I keep putting roadblocks in the way? And it kind of hit me like a ton of bricks out of nowhere that I was in a very emotionally abusive relationship. And I just was so afraid of becoming that person again, that person who was afraid of getting out there. Because as much as my ex kind of was terrible in the end, my most recent ex, there's still a lot of great things. And while she could be emotionally abusive, the relationship was emotionally abusive. And so dating served its purpose. I was able to grow and move on and just kind of look at my life. And this was a huge reflective experience because I was like, why am I like this? Why do I keep making these poor choices? And I realized I just needed to let go and realize I could be a healthy, full person and I can date and not be afraid of women. I also realized I needed to be in a better space to meet the right girl. And so it was time to focus on me. So this was like October-ish. And I realized, you know, it's time to focus on me. October was going to be super busy anyways and the holidays were coming up. But honestly, I just didn't have time to waste on a 2-hour date that would just ghost on me. And I actually got super sick in the beginning of November, and it's probably because I was really busy. I was so busy. I was filming this show I don't know if I can talk about because I don't know when it's coming out yet, but I'll definitely post about it. And I just wanted to focus on my own work. I wanted to write and create. And so I was finally at a place where I was like, yeah, I can focus on me. Knowing I've healed from my breakup, then I can date again and I could just start focusing on building my career. Did I follow through on not dating? Of course I didn't. Because, you know, that would have been the smart fucking healthy thing to do. Ugh. And that was Renee, the girl who was the final straw. Don't forget to please like, share, rate, and subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or whatever provider that you do that shit on. You can follow me at Yasmin Ghasiri, YASMINGHASIRI, on Instagram and Twitter. And there's also a 51st podcast. God damn it. Why do I keep doing this? 51st dates, ghosts, Lord have mercy. Whatever the name of this podcast is, if you type it into Twitter, you should be able to fucking find the Twitter that goes along with it. Anyway, as always, please email me in your stories at ffgpodcast@gmail.com. I would love to see what other shit shows are happening so I can feel better about my own life. Thank you so much for listening, and until the next girl. And if you're dating out there, good luck, because it's a ghost town.